This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in Gaza, leveling a six-story building, and militant fired dozens of rockets into Israel Tuesday. Palestinians across the region observed a general strike as the war, now in its second week, showed no signs of abating. The strikes toppled a building that housed libraries and educational centers belonging to the Islamic University. Seen from roof height, the destruction loomed as a massive valley of concrete slabs. Desks, offices, chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen peeking from the debris. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday, after more than the week of Israeli-Palestinian airstrikes and rocket attacks.
President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has benefited.
The current round of fighting appears to have given a boost to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Just a week ago, Netanyahu was fighting for his political life. His opponents were on the verge of forming a government that would have sent him packing. He had a chance to form his own government after Israeli elections in March, but he failed. The deadline passed. His opponents now have a one-month window to do so. They were very close to an agreement last week when the fighting erupted. Now that there's heavy fighting going on, it's much harder for them to form an alternate coalition.
And this is VOA News. India's COVID-19 crisis, that has been most acute in the megacities, is now penetrating the rural areas, home to nearly 70% of India's 1.3 billion people, where limited public health care is posing challenges to the residents. First wave of the epidemic to end India, which peaked in September 2020, was concentrated in urban areas where testing was introduced faster. But the second wave that erupted in February this year is rampaging through rural towns and villages where testing is very patchy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was facing criticism for failing to prepare for the second wave, held a virtual interaction with top doctors of India on Monday to take stock of the pandemic situation across the country. Two of the nation's large retailers are dropping face mask requirements in their stores. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In response to last week's guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors anymore, Target and CVS say they're no longer requiring shoppers who are vaccinated to wear masks inside their stores. They didn't say how anyone would know if a shopper was inoculated or not. Target says vaccinated workers can also stop wearing masks, and it's offering time off to its employees to get a COVID shot. At CVS, though, workers will still have to wear a face mask regardless of their vaccination status. Friday, Walmart, Costco, and several other large retailers announced that they were dropping mask requirements for people who have been vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Monday that he will send at least 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to other countries by the end of June, marking the first time the United States is sharing vaccines authorized for domestic use. Biden announced that he will send the doses of the Pfizer Inc., BioNTech, Moderna Inc., and Johnson & Johnson vaccines on top of 60 million AstraZeneca doses he had already planned to give to other countries. The Japanese economy contracted at an annual rate of 5.1% in January through March, slammed by a plunge in spending over the coronavirus pandemic. Seasonally adjusted gross domestic product data show household consumption dropped at an annualized rate of 5.6%, while government spending declined 6.9%. Much of Japan has been under a state of emergency centered around early closures of restaurants and bars due to curb the spread of COVID-19. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.